Former Pakistani President General Pervez Musharraf has admitted that the Lashkar-e-Taiba is indeed active in Jammu and Kashmir and said that he supports the use of the terror outfit to suppress the Indian Army. General Musharraf also admitted to being a huge supporter of 2611 mastermind Hafiz Saeed and his party, the Jamaat-ud-Dawa. The former president further indicated that he regrets banning the outfit during his term in 2002.
With the Indian cricket fans not liking the fact that the young pacer Shardul Thakur was handed the number 10 jersey, which was worn by the cricketing legend Sachin Tendulkar, the Board of Control for Cricket in India has decided to retire the jersey as a tribute to him. As there are no guidelines in ICC to provide for the provisions to retire the jersey, BCCI decided to unofficially take this step. Speaking to Cricket Next, a senior BCCI official confirmed the news, saying the current treasurer Anirudh Chaudhary had sent the mail requesting the requirement of the jersey. Jay-Z's soul-bearing album 4:44 led the Grammy Award nominations on Tuesday, with 8 nods in a list that saw women sidelined in some major categories. Jay-Z's album will compete for Album of the Year against R&B star Bruno Mars's 24K Magic, New Zealand pop singer Lorde's Melodrama, hip-hop artist Childish Gambino's Awaken, My Love, and Kendrick Lamar's Damn. Ed Sheeran, whose Divide album topped charts, garnered 2 nominations in the pop categories, but none in Album or Song of the Year, which has upset his fans all around the world.